Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Yo, before we start the Vault Brothers show, I want to let you know that we're going to be in Tacoma November 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now, kevonstage.com. Nate Jackson, super funny comedy show. Me and Tony in Tacoma, buy your tickets. Show starts now.
So right now, I've been fasting for 18 hours. I'm 18 in. I turned my clock on last night at 8:29 p.m. That's when I was doing.
I'm not leaving, y'all. I'm just closing.
What a fool. He better not. Don't really will sit here for the full 6 hours. I'm a pissing somebody. I pee.
I'll be peeing. I only had
this.
Do
you be having to pee?
This is all I had, though.
Do you have to pee right now?
No. I mean, I could pee, but it's not like, oh, I got to go pee.
That's what happened. Man,
I feel it brewing.
On a plane, I wish I never had to get up. I wish I never had to go to the bathroom ever. Oh, man.
That's me.
Melissa be hour and a half, 2 hours left, having to hold it. She'll be like, I'll be good.
I'll be holding.
I can't relax knowing I have to pee.
Yeah.
I need to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, oh, it's a whole thing.
You do be getting up a lot. Every flight I've ever taken with you, I be seeing you moseying on. No matter how short the flight is, we can go from Indianapolis to, I'll go Indianapolis to Detroit. He gonna go to that bathroom.
I'm shuffled.
We could go from LAX to Burbank. He gonna go to the bathroom. I'm gonna see him walk past.
Listen,
and go up in that bathroom.
When I went to Dubai, we started drinking at the airport.
Uh-huh.
They bought you drinks.
Y'all was drunk on that flight?
No, I don't do drunk. Because I don't know what would happen. I don't want to throw up. If throw up into an airport bathroom, I mean a plane bathroom, I would die.
Mm.
But I was drinking champagne. Mm. So not even tipsy, but you know, you drink. You gonna pee.
Yeah.
And they just kept bringing champagne. They had sodas in my thing. I was just drinking me drinkers. I peed 38 times. 38 times from here. It's like a 15-hour flight. I just peeing all up and through that Dubai. Took me a shower and everything. Peed in there.
You peed in the shower?
Peed in the shower, man. I was in the shower like, I wonder where this water is going.
It goes to the rest of the passengers. They'd be serving the rest of the passengers the water from your shower. Would you like some?
I was the only person who took a shower both times. Nobody took a shower.
As pricey as that flight was, I'm taking a shower.
It was a really small shower, but it was super cool. All right, what up, y'all? Welcome to the Ball Brothers, man. My name is Tevin. His name is
Tony Baker.
Tony the Baker. Tony Boulanger.
Yeah, French. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me?
The Ball Brothers podcast. By then, if you don't know what it is, too bad. Watch the early episodes. I'm not finna give you a background check on us. Today, we're starting off with top 10 black units of measurement.
Now, I struggled with this one.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, units of measurement.
Oh, man, because you thinking too specific, Tone.
Yeah.
It could be a measurement of something, of time, all type of stuff.
All right.
You got plenty.
Okay.
I'm going to start off to help you.
Uh-huh.
A swallow.
Okay.
Okay?
That gives me, yeah.
A swallow is
nothing.
It's Harlem just, Nights.
That's a tablespoon.
You left a tablespoon of orange juice. Why you didn't just finish it up? You ain't nothing but a swallow in here.
A swallow left.
How much? Is this a swallow? Mm-mm, that's a sip.
Yeah, that's a sip.
That's a swallow.
Yeah, that's a tablespoon.
That's a tablespoon. Mm-hmm. You can't, when we was kids, I don't know how y'all grew up, but in our house, whoever drank the last of the Kool-Aid had to make the new
Kool-Aid. You got to make the new batch.
My mom would be pissed off. If you leave a swallow in there.
Yeah.
You ain't even nothing but ain't enough for a full cup. It ain't but a swallow in
you
here.
You setting the person up for the fail.
Now, you
and
know,
she knew it.
The benefit of last Kool-Aid, you get a full cup.
Right.
Then you got to make a new cup.
Right.
I don't want to have to make it if I can't get a full because I ain't even get the refresher.
Right.
Now that Kool-Aid been sitting in there with a swallow in it for 6 days because don't nobody want to drink the last little bit.
Right.
Because they got to make it. Mm. Get in there and make that. My birth to like 17 years old, there was never not a Kool-Aid pitcher in my refrigerator.
Man, Kool-Aid was life back in the 80s.
My kids have never made it.
Yeah. Kool-Aid really just faded off.
What happened though?
I don't know, but it was a part of our lifestyle.
It was in house party.
Yes.
Peanut was pouring was the essential. Sugar direct.
Who making the Kool-Aid? Make some Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid was eternal. It was just like, yo, we having dinner. Where's the Kool-Aid at?
Yes. It was in commercials. Kool-Aid man was knocking stuff down. The Kool-Aid points was there.
That's why we diabetic. That's why we out here fighting for our goddamn lives now.
So I'm going to Jersey Mike's after this. All right, what you got, Tom?
Around the corner.
Oh, I like this one.
Around the corner can mean so many different things. All it is close. Oh, it's around the corner. But in actuality, it might be two corners. It might be down the street. It might be around the corner.
Around the corner, down the street. They partners in crime.
Yeah.
Down the street could mean I'm in Louisville right now. I'll be in L.A. soon.
Oh, yeah.
How close are you? I'm right down the street.
I'm right down the street.
Just ain't number down. I'd
be like, y'all live in San Francisco. They down there in L.A. Oh, you down the street.
Literally.
Yeah.
When I was talking to Toby about, I was at DreamCon in Austin. And Toby pulled up.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you fly? He's like, nah, man, I'm just in Houston. This ain't number down the street. Sir, this is a 2.5 hour drive.
That's down the street for this.
How long is the street?
Yeah.
The street cannot include an interstate. It shouldn't even be a freeway. It should be a residential.
Right.
Maybe some commercial on the way.
That's it.
But you go, if that street can take you to another state, that's then you're down the road.
Now you're playing with
Now you're playing.
Because it'd be like, you know, how close are you? What's your ETA? I'm around the corner. Mm-hmm. That means you super close.
Or you just get in the shower.
You're right. I'm around the corner.
It could be around the corner.
You
or
putting
a
your shoes
lie.
On at your door.
I could be shaving my head. I'm around the corner right now. Go look out your window. You gonna see me.
Go look out your window. Nothing's there.
I'm shaving my head in Louisville.
You don't
baby.
See me? I'm right there. Zoom in. Zoom in. Wait. Pull your phone out. Take a picture of what you're looking at. Zoom in. You'll see me. Every time they hit you up, I do not see you. I'm around. I'm outside.
I'm right there,
I'm
bro.
At the door, man.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go a teens.
Oh, okay.
Teens.
Yeah.
I remember my grandma was trying to teach me how to mix something on the phone when I had my first apartment. And I was like, how much is this? She's like, just a teens. And I was like, I had the thing with all the stuff. I was like, how much is that? Boy, it's a teens. Like, not too much, but not a little. I was like, man, this is not gonna taste right. Because a teens is not nothing.
Right.
That's like, what?
Yeah.
What is a teens? It's just, you got to feel it now. She told me she was making grits. Put some salt in there. How much? Just a teens.
Just a teens.
And then she did that, like, that's not.
That's all you need,
I don't feel
though.
It. If you're learning how to cook, you don't feel it.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
But she told you what you needed.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to take it in. I'm coming in with another one.
All right.
Just a splash.
Just a
splash of hazelnut from barbershop. Just a splash.
Oh, my God.
That's when you're dealing with the wet.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
just
yeah.
a splash. Just a splash of it. Vanilla extract. Just a splash of, you know, egg
yeah.
yolk.
Yeah.
Just a splash.
Just a splash. I'm going to go 50 lem.
Oh, that's the new one.
50 lem. 50 lem nah, new. 50 lem been around.
That's new.
Nah, Usher said that 20 years ago.
Did he?
50 lem times.
When? In what song?
In the song.
That's from a song?
Nah, I don't trust myself.
A little dab will do you. That's for sure. A dab?
What song is that where Usher says that?
He says
50
that?
50 lem times, yeah.
It's not new?
No. Is it Burn?
Lil Jon?
It was Lil Jon?
Yin Yang Twins, Nelly, y'all just naming people from back in the day.
Usher Burn. Been 50 11 days, umpteen hours, I'm still burning till you return.
I did not know he said 50 11 days.
And,
in that
Burn
song.
Is on what, 8701?
That's on Confessions.
Oh, so that's what, 2003?
Yeah.
Four?
2003-04.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk about one of our sponsors, Blue Chew. They say first impressions are important. What about lasting impressions? That's where Blue Chew comes in. It helps give men longer lasting and stronger erections so you can perform at your very best. Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the United States of America and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. I just took one. It's 6:09. I'm going to be pounding soon. I'm having a time of my life. Erection strong. Bed broken. Back blown out. Thanks, Blue Chew. You're finna get me rolled all night long. Does it work? Don't think you need it? Try for a month and see. You're gonna love it. Your partner's gonna love it. Your peen's gonna love it. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life. With Blue Chew, men everywhere are excited to see the postman, because when your package arrived, your package has arrived. Big peen! They said there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help give you confidence where it counts. Blue Chew wants you to have the confidence to perform at your best. So discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BALD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BALD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Now back to the show.
Yeah. So, but 5011 existed prior to that.
Did it?
Yes.
This is news to me.
5011.
Get low. It said 5011.
Yeah, Yin Yang Twin.
5011 Town, get low.
Yes. Wow. And that was before Confessions, wasn't it? Or
yes,
after?
That was before. Windows to the Wall.
2002. Yep. It's Southern. Yeah, Tony from Chicago. He don't know.
I'm not from the South, yo.
Yeah, it's the Great Migration. You are somebody in your
family. I'm Southern connected, but I'm not from the South.
5011.
Sure.
All right, what you got?
Okay, I got two lights.
Two lights?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that?
Traffic lights.
Oh, about that's not far away?
About two lights down that way.
Hilarious.
They always give you the lights. About two lights down.
I remember at the bank, I was talking to a white person, and she said she was from a town that was so small.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, when you pass my house, when you pass the general store, my house is about three songs down.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? Songs. She was like, most songs are 3 to 4 minutes. If you listen to about three songs, you'll be at my house.
That's good.
I said, I don't want to.
But what songs we talking about?
That's what I said. She was just Bohemian like, man, Rhapsody. Over under.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
You going to throw off the...
Anniversary, Tony, The Fool.
Oh, my God. That song's like 8-9 minutes.
And then Triumph by Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
That's going to get you there.
All right. I'm going to go than a mug.
Okay.
It's hotter than a mug.
It's cold in the mug.
Cold in a mug. Mug. She was badder than a mug. Than a mug.
I don't even know what a mug is, but it's more than that. It's cold in a mug out there. Cause what mug is always on the losing end. Mug is always losing in the mug.
Then a mug is so good.
It's born in the mug in here, man.
Like, how do you even? Was it like then? I would love a linguist and an oral historian to tell
right,
us to where this came from. Because then a mug is one word.
Yeah.
D-E-N-N-A-M-U-G.
Yep.
And that, if you cuss, it's, you know.
It's hotter than a mug in here. A gang of them.
A gang.
There's a gang of them.
A
man.
Gang is good.
Mm-hmm. There was a gang of them in there.
That's a black term.
That means it was a lot, boy. There's a gang of them? Yes. There's a gang of people in here, man. You told me it wasn't going to be packed.
There's a gang of people in there, man. Wasn't nowhere to sit.
Where you at in the line? Oh, there's a gang of people in front of me. Like, damn, man. And you know it. When somebody says a gang of them, you know that's hard hitting.
Yeah.
You like, how many people in front of you? It's a gang of people in front of me. Oh, man.
Now you're all messed up.
We ain't gonna make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at the DMV, man. It's a gang of people in front of me.
I love that. That's a good one. I'm gonna go, we on the West Coast, I'm gonna go hella.
Okay.
Hella is very
yeah.
Bay Area coded, Seattle, Tacoma. We took a lot of our slang from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
We even tried to call Tacoma the town. It was just like, that's not. Come on, guys. That's not. Come on. You know Oakland is the town.
Yeah.
You know the T-Tag. Man, no, man. Stop. But she got hella bread. She hella bad. I think my son said hella one time, and I couldn't decide if he was cussing or he was just from California.
It was hella. It's hella.
I was like,
it's hella hot, man. It's hella cold. It's hella people down there.
Hella. I'm going to let it. I'm going to let it go.
All right.
All right, what you got?
Off the top.
Off the top?
Yeah, off the top. That means early, quick. Now, you're going to hit this one street off the top, and then you go past that. Off the top, man. They came in fussing off the top.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right. I'm going to go a minute or a hot minute.
Okay.
Because I ain't seen Tone.
In a hot minute.
In a hot minute.
Yeah, that means it's
because a minute is a lot.
Yeah, it's been
but
a minute.
A hot minute?
Yeah.
Whew, it could be 10 years.
That's when you really had, I ain't seen you in a minute. Yeah. It hasn't been that long. Matter of fact. It's been a hot minute since I seen you. Oh, it has been, huh? Just that one little temperature add-on.
It's been a hot minute,
dog.
Yeah.
Has it? Yes. Hot minute. That's all I got, man.
That's all you got?
Yeah, I didn't have much.
What y'all? Somebody a month say, of Sundays is another good
month
one.
Month of Sundays.
For black
cold
people.
Cold as a brick.
As a brick is good.
Real quick.
Real quick is good.
A grip.
Oh, this, that, and the third.
This, that, and the third.
I said that to Melissa yesterday. She said, where the third come in? I said, you know, we like alliteration. We're big fans of alliteration.
This, that, life. And the third, just in case. Because we're doing this, that, and a third. Because you know it's always a third. It's three sides
of
every story.
Oh, my
umpteen,
God.
Umpteen time.
Umpteen. That's good. All right, man.
Yeah.
Move. All right. Next up, top 10 Spike Lee movies.
Ooh.
This is tough.
Yeah.
I think you're first on this one.
Oh, shit.
Wait, are you?
Yeah, because yeah. I didn't do the measurement first.
Yeah. You
all were. Right. Top 10 Spike Lee joints.
I'm going to take my first one, so just go ahead and do it.
I might not.
Okay, go ahead.
I might not.
All right.
Do the Right Thing.
You didn't.
I know what you're going with. Do the Right Thing. Because I feel like Do the Right Thing was, he had arrived before then, but I feel like Do the Right Thing is the one that really shifted things for his career in terms of impact, effect. It was just like, it was just a movement. And, you know, it resonated so hard outside of the black community because it was looking racism square in the face.
Yeah.
Because that's before he had School Days, and we talking about the conflict between light skin, dark skin.
Yep.
I'm talking about that. But that's still very like.
Yeah.
On the white side, they're still not looking over there. They're like, hey, watch out. Mm-hmm. And then She's Got a Habit was about, you know, female empowerment, owning her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
But Do the Right Thing, that's when it's like, look.
You can argue, I think you can make a good argument that that's his magnum opus.
Yeah.
Because it's probably to me the most quintessential Spike Lee movie.
Yeah.
Like if I was like, somebody's like, who's Spike Lee? That
you
is
would
the movie.
Show them that.
That is Spike Lee.
Right.
That is, I mean, everything else is obviously Spike Lee, but like, this is like he was a derivative, not a derivative, but going away from it.
Yeah.
But Do the Right Thing is the most.
It's original. Spike Lee. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Because Malcolm
the one
X.
They show you in film school.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Has to be.
Because Malcolm X was based on somebody else's life, based on a book about somebody else's life. But Do the Right Thing was an original
Spike piece.
That is
Spike Lee's.
That's Spike Lee's voice.
Almost an auteur's approach to filmmaking. Like, no other director can make Do the Right Things. Only somebody else could make Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Right? But nobody can make Do the Right Thing. Thing. Martin Van Peebles got Malcolm X, probably still a good movie.
Yeah.
But he do the right thing. You'd be like, I don't know why. That's not. He
it
might not
even ring the same.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Speaking of Malcolm X, Malcolm
that's your
X.
Bad. I knew. It was gonna be one of those two picks first.
Malcolm X
is fire.
I go back and forth with Malcolm X and Ray as the best
biopic
I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I read Malcolm X's biography, autobiography.
Yeah.
And it was amazing how much of it is in the movie, you know, but it's also so culturally like, get your hand out of my pocket.
Yeah.
We still say that. To me, it's one of Denzel's top five performances.
Absolutely.
He was the introduction of Malcolm X to a lot of us.
For sure.
That's the first thing I knew about him, actually, yeah. I believe. No, he, not even, I, for sure.
And he made Malcolm X so relevant again to like people that might not have known. It was like, it was a wave. Everybody had the X hats, all of this.
Yeah.
And like, this is a real person.
Merch it's too was
like,
going
the merch
crazy.
Was crazy. The that X hats was fire.
Looking out the window with the
yeah.
assault rifle.
And Malcolm is one of my favorite people. To exist.
Actual Malcolm X?
Yeah, the actual Malcolm X, because I feel like he just represented a human being that stood for something much larger than himself.
Yeah.
But he was flawed. He had the shaky past.
Mm-hmm.
He reformed himself. Detroit Red. He reformed himself. And then even on the, you know, Reformation, and then he's in the Nation of Islam. And then, you know, even within that, he has another transformation.
Yeah.
And it was just like, to see all of that in a human being, it was just like, yo, this dude is human. Like, changing his way of thinking, changing his philosophy, not once, but numerous times.
Absolutely.
Growing, evolving. And it was just like, that man right there just represented so much.
He was only 39 years old.
Man, young, man.
Like, sometimes when you look at Malcolm X and Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence, Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, Birdman.
You look at Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and how young they were when they died, I'd be like, I haven't done no stuff.
I ain't done shit, man.
They have done stuff. They are relevant today, will always be relevant.
Always.
And I'm going to Jersey Mike's.
You going to Jersey Mike's?
That's it, man.
We never going to measure up to that.
I made some videos and some stuff, and these people are like, they are ingrained.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody has their part of the story. But you know what I'm saying? Martin Lawrence, he made a great show as well.
And you feel Malcolm because, you know, as much as we honor Martin Luther King and his approach to civil rights and you know, the movement, and I never considered Martin Luther King soft by any means, but Malcolm X was that side of the coin that's in a lot of us like, nah, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fuck that.
He also, the thing about Malcolm X that I like, in other stuff, I love him.
Yeah.
Like
the movie One Night in Miami.
One Night in Miami. He was
even
so good.
Godfather Harlem.
Get out my mind.
Every time Malcolm X shows up,
every time
he's fantastic.
Godfather of Harlem, I love the dude that played Malcolm X.
He's great in there.
He is amazing.
He's great in there. And Ali, when Mario Van Peebles was Malcolm X.
Yes.
That little relationship right there, I was fully invested.
Every time Malcolm X
Every
shows
time.
Up.
I love Malcolm X and his memory and his legacy.
Absolutely.
And his humanity.
Betty Shabazz.
Yep. Hell yeah.
All right. You're up.
All right. This is my personal pick.
And that's what this podcast is for.
All right.
You ain't got to appease the people watching. They got their own movies they like.
Clockers is one of my favorite.
Want to take a quick break from the show to talk about one of our sponsors, Kick Off Inc. When you got less than stellar credit, your options are limited. Buying a car, a house, or even just moving into a new apartment just feels impossible. Kick Off simplifies credit building with plans that are the fastest, easiest way to safely jumpstart your credit, making what feels impossible possible. No credit check required. Listen, I worked in the banking industry for a long time. There's nothing worse than people needing something and not having the credit to get it. Car loan, credit card, home loan. Some jobs even require you to have good credit. All right? So I'm telling you, if you need good credit and you need it done right, Kick is for you. Usually the credit score under 600 increases their credit by an average of 28 points in the first month. It's a credit line that's just for credit building, not for everyday spending. Kickoff is a smart, legit credit hack with no cash, no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. It's simple. You make on-time payments, credit bureaus see good behavior, and your credit grows fast. AutoPay helps you build credit with while you sleep and never worry about missing a payment. Kickoff is the number one credit building app out there. It has over 100,000 positive reviews on the App Store, and 98% are 5 stars. Build your credit fast with Kickoff, the best credit building plan to jumpstart your credit. Get your first month for $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/bald today. That's Kickoff without the C. Get KIKOFF.com/bald. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/bald to activate. Offer applies to new kickoff customers, first month only, subject to approval. Average impact of 28-point increase in the first month based on Equifax Vantage Score 3.0. Changes for kickoff customers with starting credit below 600 who made their first on-time payment between January 2021 and March 2024. Payment and credit activity outside of kickoff can have an impact on your credit. Terms and conditions may apply. Offer subject to change. Individual results may vary. And now, back to the show.
Spike Lee movies, hands down, if not my favorite.
I haven't seen that
film. Clockers is based on a novel by Richard Price, but it's about a murder, and the suspect is this drug dealing kid, and the cops is on his neck, and so everything unravels from there. They're in the projects in Brooklyn, and Clockers to me is just a fire movie top to bottom. It's stressful. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. It's colorful. I like the way it looks. I like the cinematography on it. And I was just compelled all the way throughout the movie. It's got a nice little twist on it. And that was my introduction to Mekhi Phifer. Mm. Isaiah Washington was fantastic in it. Keith David is in it. John Turturro and Harvey Keitel deliver. They gonna deliver.
John Turturro.
Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I don't know, it just felt real, and it just felt like, yo, this is dope. And that was really when Delroy Lindo registered for me.
Big
even
Delroy.
Though he was in Crooklyn, but his role in Clockers, it was just like, he was scary, but he was warm at the same time.
Yeah,
he had those layers. So Clockers is definitely one of my favorite Spike Lee joints.
Got it. I'm going to go. Now, let me qualify this with saying one of the performances is the worst performance, and I hate it.
Oh.
He Got Game.
Oh, yeah.
I love the movie.
Yeah.
Ray Allen.
I mean, yeah.
God,
come on.
Dog,
come
man.
On, man.
God, dog.
That's what makes man. It even better.
He is. But Spike Lee did say that in the movie, for Ray Allen to miss a shot, he would have to tell him to miss.
Yeah.
He was like, if he shot, it's going in.
Right.
But Denzel, big state.
Yeah, Denzel was great in that movie,
tech
man.
Tech you, but nah, Denzel. When he hit that dude,
he hit him in the throat first.
Yeah,
and then he choked down, and then he finished him off. I loved it,
but Denzel was so good in that movie, and I was playing a lot of basketball at that time, and I wanted to get recruited, and I wanted some of the things that happened to me that happened to Ray Allen, but. That didn't happen at, you know, Pine Valley College, Division 4A.
Pine Valley.
That was when I was getting cooked by that white dude. He crossed me so bad, Tone. I remember untying my
gave
shoes.
You Jason Williams, huh?
Tone. I got dunked on. Big white dude dunked on me over and over. I said, let me guard the guard. This white boy was cooked. I'm over here. I said, man, if this is Division 3, the bed came out of the bed was like this. Came out, and them boys was going to town. I said, this ain't for me.
Yeah, that's when you realize.
I said, this
other avenues.
You know what? I am funny. I should do that. And then I went to college, and Nate Robinson and Will Conroy and Brandon Roy played for the team I would have tried out for.
Oh, wow.
Nigga, that's not me.
Yeah.
Brandon Roy?
You would go make the cut.
Nate Robinson, Will Conroy, Trey Simmons?
Damn.
And regular white dude cooked me at Pine Valley College?
Yeah.
Community? Nate Robinson would have broke my arm dunking on me. The ball would have hit me and broke my arm. Brandon Roy might have been a Hall of Famer if he didn't get hurt.
For sure.
He was that good.
He had
like,
the potential for sure.
Bro, Kobe and playing, he played against Kobe Bryant. What you want me to do? I'm 6 foot trying to play center. Move, boy. There's levels to it, Chris.
There's levels for sure.
All right, you're up, Tom.
I'm going to go School Days. School Days, when I first saw it, you know, I was a kid, so it was college. What are they talking about? As I got older and, you know, went to college and stuff like that and, you know, dealt more in depth with, you know, the dichotomy within the black community, light skin, dark skin.
Yep.
I was just like, this movie's tremendous. And it had great songs, great cast.
Angel loves that movie.
That movie is fantastic, man. And I feel like the movie is still relevant. It's still dope.
Yeah.
Great message. Great delivery.
I'm not arguing with you.
It's fantastic.
I'm not arguing with you.
Scoo Days.
I'm going to go Inside Man.
Oh, yeah.
This is the most non-Spike Lee movie to me. But it's still, I mean, he did you give you the shot.
He gives you the visuals of Spike.
He's going to give you the visuals. Yeah. The story material and the approach was like,
yeah.
I feel like Spike, what you was doing over here?
Here's what I noticed that was very Spike within the movie. Mm-hmm. His visual, his usual tracking shot.
He's going to give you the.
He's going to give you that. He used the same cinematographer that he had been using in previous films.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I could tell Spike Lee made sure this film felt very New York.
Yeah.
From how the people were talking, like when they were interrogating people, I was like, yo, this feels mad New York. And so Spike Lee has always had the gift of making New York feel like a character in his movies.
I'm with you.
So those are the elements where you could watch that going in, not knowing who directed it, and be like, is this a Spike Lee joint?
Well, once you see that shot.
But that shot don't come in until
no.
Later on.
If you see
like, yeah, once you see the shot,
that movie,
that's a dead giveaway.
That's Spike.
Yeah. Inside Man is dope, though.
Inside Man's dope. Love it. All right, you're up.
I'm going to go Crooklyn.
Yeah.
Crooklyn was a good time.
Yep.
Shows us a family in Brooklyn, New York.
Yep.
I'm invested in the whole dynamics. I be liking like family dynamics like that. When that dog popped about that goddamn couch bed situation, when Queenie was dead.
Oh my God.
And that lady carried on like that.
I saw that one way late.
Yeah.
But I liked it. Alfred Woodard?
Yeah. Delroy Lindo.
Big Del.
Yeah. And that movie, man, Crooklyn is a good time.
Yeah.
I like that joint.
All right. I'm going to go Jungle Fever.
Okay. Yeah.
Good movie. Uh-huh. And also, like, kind of like Do the Right Thing. I don't remember. Matter of fact, I'm almost certain. But no movie I had watched had touched on that subject before.
Like that. Yeah.
Like,
because it was raw.
Big raw.
It was raw.
And I feel like people still say Jungle Fever to this day. What year did that come out?
91.
Oh, yeah. See, I was 8.
Yeah.
I really should have been watching that.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was 91.
91?
Summer of 91, that came out. And it did well at the box office. It's one of his most successful.
Wesley Snipes in the 90s.
Was killing.
Killing. Sam Jackson in there.
Sam Jackson, Halle Berry's intro.
Man.
Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee. You know he always going to use them.
He going to put them in.
Yeah, man.
He going to put them in. I really enjoyed that movie. I feel like, that was, to me, Spike's, I don't want to say heyday, but he's made a good movie every decade. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the 90s was he like, stamped that 40 Acres and a Mule was
because it was
cement here
because he did School Days in 88, Do the Right Thing in 89.
Mm-hmm.
He comes around the corner, he does Mo Better Blues in 90, Jungle Fever.
Got my next one,
Jungle Fever,
yeah,
Malcolm X,
yeah. I mean, bruh,
he was
that's why he can go to all the Knicks games now.
Yeah.
Because he did his homework
He was killing, dog. That little run right there was incredible.
And
Jungle Fever was so unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
On the interracial dating front and the family drug addiction front.
Yeah.
It was unsettling.
It was like, this is raw.
Yeah. You got the racist Italians in New York and then the black folks that racist as well.
Yeah.
It was just... Everything that was going on, it was just like, damn. And then 1,000%. You got a father killing his own son.
It was a very heavy
movie. It was heavy, dog. I was like, God damn, man.
Very heavy
Give
movie.
Us a chance.
All right, you're up.
I should steal your next pick.
Don't you dare do it. Don't you dare do it.
I'm going to let you have it.
Because I know you got on the list, but you got something else.
I'm going to go 25th Hour with Edward Norton.
I don't think I saw that one.
That's another
Is
movie.
Is that a departure? That Clockers?
It came out in like, I want to say 2003 or 2004.
I didn't see that one. I'm sorry.
It's a good, well-made film about Edward Norton's, like, you know, he's in the life of crime, but he's trying to get out. And this is his final day or whatever. But it's a good story. It's a kind of departure from the usual Spike Lee vibe, but it's dope, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mo Better Blues is the one Tony was trying to steal.
Yeah.
Part of this for me, first of all, I was 7 when this came out. This is one of the movies my aunt had in her collection. Yeah. And I just watch it all the time. And I remember that probably is my first Denzel movie. Yeah, because it was what, 90?
That was 90.
90? So when did Glory come out?
89.
Okay, I definitely saw Mo' Better Blues first. Okay. I know I saw Glory later. Yeah. I saw Glory in school, actually.
I think we watched it in school, too.
Yeah. Uncut. Like,
yeah, because I didn't see it in theaters. I saw it in school.
Yeah, I saw it in school. I remember being like, dang, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Why they were showing that to children.
Yeah, man.
But Mo' Better Blues, I remember I just thought it was so cool and live. Denzel got his lip busted. And mm-hmm. I was like, he can't play the horn with that.
Yep.
He couldn't do it.
You just realize, damn. And it introduced you into a world that you wasn't privy to. Like, oh, that's how jazz musicians be doing it.
And the movie had the blue hue
a
lot of times. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know about no color correction at that time. But I remember thinking, like, oh, this is Mo' Better and blue.
Yeah.
I can see it. But no, I love that movie. I love the performance from Denzel. And also, Spike's a solid actor. In those little movies, their little roles.
Because he's like a quirky type of actor, but he be pulling it off.
He
pulled it off in Malcolm. He pulled it off in Mo' Better Blues. He pulled it off in Do the Right Thing.
And all the commercials.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, Mars, Blackman.
And he's always so weird in himself, but it's just like he serves the role, though.
1,000%. He's playing the character.
Yeah.
He's just... But even when you see him on the sideline at the court side of the Knicks games, he'd be having like orange glasses, standing like an auntie, so it seem that far from possibility
this
that he could
he
be
is.
Like that. Yeah.
This is who he is every time. Yeah. So that's 10. That should be 10.
That is 10. I'm just going to say Girl 6.
Trash.
No. I mean, as a film, yes. As a child.
Oh, yeah.
I was like.
The beginning. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why did my aunt have these?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was like, man, Teresa
Prince
Randall.
Prince killed it on the soundtrack, but Teresa Randall.
Teresa
in the
Randall.
Beginning. I was not expecting that. I was not ready for that moment in time. The Cups. The Cups. I was not ready.
Not a great movie. Would never
hurt. I hated it.
But I got to say.
I hated that movie.
As a child, I said.
I hated that movie.
Amen.
Spike Lee got some stinkers, but.
But you know what? He absolutely does. Yeah. And I want to do this to him on this episode. But boy, I hated Red Hook Summer.
Oh, man.
God. I ordered something else on Redbox, and Red Hook Summer came. I was like, oh, it's a Spike Lee movie. Yeah. Boy, I didn't go back to Redbox for 4 months. Because I was like, if this happens again, I might lose my mind.
Real
also, I
want to
say,
trash.
I like Miracle at St. Anne because I like war movies.
I liked it too.
When the Levees Broke.
Oh, we talking documentaries. I didn't even know we were going to include
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say.
That was fantastic.
I cried so hard. Yeah. I learned so much about Hurricane Katrina from that documentary.
Man. Him as a documentary filmmaker, Four Little Girls, When the Levees Broke. He's fantastic.
I cried. I didn't realize. As a person who's not from New Orleans, I just thought it was like a natural disaster, which it was.
Uh-huh.
But there was so much more to it than that.
Right.
That could have prevented it.
Yeah.
That made the rescue efforts worse.
I learned so much from that.
The way black people were, why they didn't leave. Like, it ain't just we don't want to leave. You know, if you watch the news, it's just we don't want to leave.
Right.
And the levees broke. We don't even know what that. But he was like,
nah, man.
Army Corps engineers and all that. I was like, them people ain't stand no chance. My aunt got displaced from New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Rebecca was from New Orleans, born, raised.
The same aunt that had the Girl 6?
No, different aunt.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The aunt that made the food in El Paso that she liked, even though you hate El Paso.
Where's she at now?
She lives in Fayetteville. She moved to Houston for a while, then she moved to El Paso.
When we going to visit? Because that food was fantastic.
We need to do Ball Brothers Fayetteville just man, so she can cook.
Please.
She's been riding that high of you loving that food. Remember when I met food with Tony and what he said?
That food was so good. Tony everything.
She made vegan. Because
remember, I couldn't stop. I was just all,
She made vegan versions of all the. She made a vegan regular dressing for Tony. Regular this, vegan version for Tony.
That
Tone
bread pudding,
eating,
the bread pudding.
Tony was. God. This is for me. She had all set to the side for him.
It was dirty rice. I was in heaven that day. I ain't never gonna forget this.
You know what else she said? To go to Jersey Mike's.
Man, watch out, man. I want to do an honorable mention on Spike Lee, though. And I could low-key replace 25th Hour with this. But since, you know,
yeah,
he directed original Kings of Comedy. So I feel like
this could be in here. I totally forgot that.
He did. Even though it's not technically a Spike Lee joint.
Nah.
He did direct it.
I didn't need, I knew that for a moment. I remember seeing it and being like,
that's a Spike Lee joint, kind of, sort of.
The shot ain't there, though.
The shot is not there. So that's why I'm leaving it like in the, it could very well be up in here.
Yeah, I remember seeing the VCR case and being like, Spike Lee?
Spike Lee.
He was like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, man, bye.
Ha ha ha.